Thanks for doing this. We really appreciate it. And I was doing some research and I'm trying to think of things to ask you last night. And before the show, JD mentioned something that I had totally forgotten about, that you were very much in the discussion to be the Blue Jays manager, at least from an outsider's perspective. In fact, I'm looking at the odds right now after John Gibbons left the Toronto Blue Jays. You were the second favorite to be the Toronto Blue Jays manager. One, were you
Also,
aware of
an
that?
insider. You were the insider. The first name I remember hearing from somebody was, "Hey, I think they want Sean Casey. Like, I think that like look out for Sean Casey. Like, he's the guy."
What
You
happened
how?
there?
Well, first off, I love it because I did hear that same rumor, and that's great. You know what? I do have an affiliation with the Blue Jays. I do. Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins are like two dear friends of mine. I was with Mark in when I was in Cleveland when I came up with the Indians. Mark was the minor league director, and his dad was my agent. We've just become he's one of my best friends in the world. And then Ross Atkins and I played, a first year of minor league ball together. We won a championship together out in Watertown, New York, in our first year of pro ball with the Indians. So, and I go down to Blue Jay camp. I was down there this year, down in Dunedin, brought my son down for a couple of days, and was with the team, and I've been around that camp for a few years, really because of Mark and Ross. So maybe that's how I somehow got in there. But I do love the Blue Jays, and I love the talent that they have that's already there, really, with Bo Bichette and Vlad Jr. and Biggio and a lot of different guys that are coming. So I do have some affiliation, but I heard I was up for the running of the manager of the Blue Jays job, which maybe you never know down the line. You never know.
So, did they ever? So, there was never any formal discussion about it. Was there at least a, because you are buddies with them, "Hey, Sean, would you ever be interested in this if the opportunity came up?" Like, how far did this happen in terms of them with you?
Well, no, and it was never. There was never anything formal. I think I've had a conversation before with Ross about just maybe joining the staff at some point. Mark Budzinski, who's the first base coach there, who's one of the greatest human beings absolutely alive on the earth, is one of my best friends. And you always think about when, hey, if I ever joined the staff, it'd be with some of the guys that I really like. So I've never n the managerial position never was talked about, but we've always kind of thrown around maybe joining the staff at some point.
So, Ben mentioned it. You get voted SI's 2007 Friendliest Player in Major League Baseball. We have a buddy named Colby Armstrong, and he used to play in the
Oh,
NHL.
I know Colby.
Oh, you know Colby, of course, because you
Yeah,
probably
the
meet at
nice
the,
guys.
yeah, the
Yeah,
Nice
of
Guy
course, they
Club.
get together.
Yeah, you're there at the Nice Guy Club.
Oh, he's
Well,
the
great to see
best.
you. Great to see you. Then you never even have a meeting because everybody's just saying nice to see you and complimenting one another, and
Yeah,
then
you
you have
guys,
to leave.
you die of starvation because you're
Oh.
like, we need to eat.
Yeah. Hey,
No one's
boys.
saying
Well, I
nice
guess
things.
we'll just table everything for the next nice guys meet. No, no problem, buds. We'll see you then. Can't wait. Oh, really looking forward to it. But we joke about him because I think one time we brought up the idea of him coaching, and I said, "There's no way you could ever coach. You're too nice of a guy. I could never imagine you going up to a player and trying to actually give him critical notes. It would keep you up at night. You'd be sick to your stomach, the anxiety of having to deal with a player, having to, hey bud, just wanted to let you know that never mind, bud. Just you're playing great. I love you, kid." And just go. I would imagine that it would be kind of similar for you as a manager. What happens when Sean Casey has to be a dick to somebody?
Well, I think that's why you get a good bench coach that's kind of a jerk. You're like, hey, bro, listen, you got to talk to him. I can't say anything mean. You got to talk. I think I would be able to, the competitiveness would come out. I think I'd be able to no doubt say something and approach a player if I had to. I tell you what, though, I was with Colby. Sid's out here. I've gotten to know Sid over the years and Colby, Armstrong and Mike Rupp and Talbot. I know you guys are all big hockey guys, and I always feel that hockey guys are such the Canadians, first off, the guys I play with in the big league, and the hockey guys are such good dudes. But sometimes we'll go down to PNC Park here. I live in Pittsburgh, and me and Sid loves go down there and hit batting practice. And Colby came last time we were there, and that was the one time I really got a chance to talk to him. But hey, these guys can swing the pole a little bit out there too. I know they got the slap shots going, but they can swing the baseball stick a little bit too. It's kind of fun to watch.
Okay, now I know you are the nicest guy in the world, because we've seen video of Colby Armstrong taking batting practice when he was a member of the Toronto Maple, Toronto
well,
Maple Leafs with the Jays.
Exactly.
Like, that was horrific.
Well, Colby wasn't that good, but Sid's pretty good.
Sure.
That I buy,
what,
sure.
There's some other guy. You're right. It's so funny to see them with a baseball swing. It gets a lot longer. Like, you can tell the slap shot, you know, it's a different approach, because in baseball, you got to get a little bit more inside the ball and, like, release the barrel. And these guys sometimes are hitting the ball. It almost hits their fingers. It's like spraying off. I'm like, oh, man, it almost hit your finger. That was a terrible swing. It was out and around the ball, you know?
Colby chose the right sport, I think. Talking to Sean Casey.
Not a lot of great baseball players from Saskatchewan, just going to say.
Yeah.
BC, it's not exactly
Toronto,
a baseball factory like Saskatchewan.
Yeah. But it's funny. We bring up the idea of you, the nice guy, and trying to say mean stuff as the manager of a Major League Baseball team. And, yeah, smartly, you would defer to your bench coach. But, yeah, man, we've asked so many athletes since the Last Dance has aired on ESPN, and I don't know if you've watched any of it at all. But, yeah, the idea of yeah, it's awesome, right? But, yeah, it's the idea of pushing your teammates like Jordan did in practices. It's got to be different in baseball, where it's you're seeing those guys every day. Like, can you even be that demanding as a player in Major League Baseball when you have to see these guys every day? Like, that would grate on you to see them every day, like 10 hours a day, and the guy's just killing you.
I mean, you spend more time in Major League Baseball with your teammates than you do your family. It's just, you know, it's 8 months a year, every day you play 162 games in 185 days. It's asinine, really, to tell you the truth. But yeah, I mean, guys do grate on you sometimes, and you know, you will see throughout the year, you know, guys getting into arguments, whether it's in the dugout, the clubhouse, and like the media will be like, "Oh, we can't believe they got in that fight," and it's like, no. If you're with your brother every day, all day long, every second, you're going to fight with somebody at some point. You know, it's just something to be said about that. But, you know, I think one thing about baseball that's different than about, like, when you watch Jordan in basketball or maybe hockey, like, baseball is the ultimate individual team sport. It's almost like golf. Like, when you're in the box or you're on the mound, like, it's you. You know what I mean? So, like, there's something to be said about, you know, a lot of guys aren't in your face, come on, let's go kind of thing. It's more like, hey, do your job, I'll do my job, and let's see where it ends up at the end of 162, you know?
Yeah, you don't have one-on-one matchups. Like, Michael Jordan's not – he's playing in scrimmages. He's playing one-on-one versus guys. I don't even know what the equivalency would be in baseball, or what we'd even come close to feeling like that. But it does make me think, like, hey, it's actually no wonder that the Blue Jays with Bautista and Stroman and Donaldson, that when things started to go south a little bit, that it was like, oh, this fell apart immediately, huh? Like, this is all over? Okay, no. Putting the pieces together just a little bit more might be a little bit more difficult in a locker room like that. So you mentioned that you're close with Shapiro and Atkins. I don't know how much you know about their image or if they've ever talked to you about it in this city and just the way that they're perceived. But if there was something that you could – now it's going to sound like a PR thing here, but is there something that you think is misunderstood about those guys from a fan base perspective that people are missing?
Oh, my gosh. Like I don't really know how they're portrayed in Toronto. I know they came into a weird situation because Anthopoulos was brought in all those guys. You guys had won, and then – you know, they didn't have a ton to work with. Anthopoulos kind of emptied the farm system, and, you know, they didn't have a ton to work with, I think, when they first got there. But I'll tell you what, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I've been in baseball 25 years. I know so many people in baseball. If ever an organization was in unbelievable shape to take the next step forward and then be successful for years to come, it's the Toronto Blue Jays with Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins. And I'm dead serious. And I don't just say that because they're my friends. Like, Mark, go back and look at, everyone's so excited about all the money ball and stuff, all that stuff. That was Mark Shapiro, like, back in the day with the Indians. Like, such a brilliant mind, baseball mind, and a development mind. You're going to see the way they draft guys and hit on guys, I think, moving forward, and the people that they bring in, the culture that they have there. I mean, I've seen it in the last few years, just the culture now, what it was, and the culture then, and what it is now. Like, the Blue Jay fans, when they get this thing going, and they get to a place where they can sustain a really, really good team, you're going to be – they're going to love Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins. Anything they say that's negative about them now will be the exact opposite when they get this whole thing rolling. I really, really can say that from the just knowing baseball and knowing these guys. So for all the Blue Jay fans that don't know who these guys, if there's ever people that the two of the greatest people in the game that should be running an organization, you guys have them. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah, and I think that the narrative's starting to change a little bit with those guys, considering how well the young players played last year, and I think it would be really interesting to see how they'd play in an 82-game regular season. Might give them a puncher's chance. So, Sean, we were talking about, like, some of these soccer leagues have already returned to action in Europe, and some of the refereeing is a little bit different without fans. Like, they're not calling as many fouls because the fans aren't freaking out. I wonder how you think that might apply to Major League Baseball. Like, do you think we get baseball without fans that umpires are going to call the game differently?
I honestly think that's a great question, because I do think sometimes there are calls late in the game that an umpire gets swayed from the fans. You know what I mean? Like, man, I don't really feel like getting booed out of Toronto tonight. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to call this guy out, end this game when, you know, it's a bang, bang play. I don't know. Like, that's just probably my wishful thinking in my mind. The one thing I do know about anybody at the big league level, especially the umpires, they're super professional. So I think they'll call it straight, but I also do think, and I know as a player, there's times where the fans, you know, definitely, you know, interact with you in a way that it gets a little uneasy. So having no fans, I think as human beings, maybe it will make a couple calls go a little different.
Sean, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate it. Say hi to Colby at the next Nice Guys meeting, okay?
I will, fellas. I'm going to work on his swing. Maybe next time you guys say his swing's better because I worked it. We'll see what happens.
Can't look worse. Thanks, Sean.
See you, bud.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot. See you.